Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
We're going to talk about some college football stories coming up. Also, we'll get back into our Braves conversation because there are many of you who believe what I do, and that's Brian Snicker deserves to get an extension. We'll get into that coming up in about 20 minutes. But before we do, Mike, we just got word that more guys have been added and want to be a part of our tournament that is going on Wednesday. So they just literally brought this in, and they said, hey, guys, you know, you've been talking about the Grady Jarrett 92.9 The Game 5th Annual Celebrity Golf Tournament that's going on over at Top Golf in Midtown. And I said, yeah, absolutely. And they said, well, people have been hearing you guys talk about it, and they want to get involved. And I said, who? And they said, Devontae Freeman and Keanu Neal. And I said, oh, well, of course, they can be added. There's no doubt. So now, guys, those two guys, along with others, have been added to the likes of Grady Jarrett and Marvin Hall, Mohamed Sanu, Jack Crawford, Tack McKinley, Brooks Reed, Brian Poole. We've got a bunch of guys coming out, man. On top of the guys we've been telling you for the longest now that had already committed and said, yes, we want to be a part of this,
yeah,
and we're going
to
be there.
Ray Lewis, Takeo Spikes, all those guys. Looking forward to it, man. It's going to be a blast. So still,
Free now has been added. He's like, I heard my dudes talking about it, mm-hmm. And Keanu Neal's going to join us as well.
Excellent. So if you want to hang out with your favorite Falcons, you still got time. Now, again, we'd prefer you guys all go together as a group, but you got individual tickets as well, and it's going to be a blast in Midtown West, guys, that way at Top Golf on Wednesday. So we look forward to seeing you out there.
All right. Very
and by
cool.
the way, tax deductible all goes to charity.
Yeah, very cool. So thank you guys again for helping us and being a part of it, and we look forward to seeing everybody out there. Meanwhile, what's going on in college football? Mike, if you were a betting man, and we are, you would pick Georgia, right, to be a finalist for the Final Four, the college football playoff? I mean, well, to me, if you're going Alabama, then you got to think Georgia because they're probably going to win the East, right?
Well, two ways of looking at it. If you win the East, you're kind of already in the tournament, right, if you want to consider it before you get to the Final Four. But the defense, you've turned over a lot of guys. And for all the great things that Kirby has got cooking right now in Georgia, I'll just play devil's advocate for dog fans for the Dog Report, brought to you, by the way, by our buddies at Bright Box Electrical, 770-901-2500. Make sure you've got that surge protection. It's free to get the guys out to the house to make sure all your valuables are protected. BrightBoxElectrical.com. Just for argument's sake, Carl, you got a young defense that you're going to have to learn pretty quickly on the job. You've got some decent offenses coming, one maybe pretty good in Missouri, and you got to go on the road to the two Columbias, Columbia, South Carolina, and Columbia, Missouri, in the first quarter of your season. So, I mean, you got to learn on the job quickly if you believe that Kirby is creating the kind of depth that Alabama just takes for granted year after year. So that would be the one caveat.
I am the guy that's going to tell you that I think Georgia's going to be back in the college football playoff. Now, you got to handle business. You know, you just don't get to roll into this thing. But Danny Sheridan, who does the odds and has been doing the odds for a long time, came out and said he's got Alabama, Clemson, Washington, and Penn State as his Final Four teams for 2019.
Four teams that are loaded, by the way.
They are. And that's the thing, Mike. So as much as we talk about Georgia, Alabama, as much as you may hate Alabama, they're going to be good again. Just get used to it. The offense may be better this year than it was last year. Clemson, Mike, that defensive line, it probably has three NFL stars on it right now. Washington is going to be loaded, and no, Jacob Eason's not the starter. They have a team, guys, that I think can compete for the national championship. And you mentioned Penn State. Can they get past Ohio State in their Big Ten championship game? Because I think that's what it's going to look like. But even that, we found out last year with Alabama, you might not have to win, all right, your SEC or your Big Ten championship to get into the college football playoff. What if Penn State plays well? It's a close game. Maybe they get in. The point is, all of those teams are going to be very good.
Penn State's got to beat Ohio State. I mean, that's the thing for Coach Franklin. That's one of the things he's got to take care of business in. But, I mean, and the Buckeyes. And, by the way, you know, that's another thing that we've just got to take for granted. They've got a really good squad. Despite losing one of them, again, they've got enough quarterbacks, so they can lose a quarterback because he couldn't get the starting gig. you know, there's a lot of competition. So I hear what you're saying. The SEC East should be Georgia's for the taking.
Should be.
But you've got to make sure that defense, these young faces are dialed in and they know what they're doing early on. That's the only argument I would have for you against it. But if you believe that Georgia now is going to be year in, year out, and you saw the monster recruiting class, and when you get these many 4- and 5-star guys, you can just plug them in and they go to work.
Here's the thing, too. The schedule for the Dogs, and we've talked a little bit about this, it plays perfectly. It's not an overwhelming schedule, right? When you talk about the pre-conference schedule to get rolling, and then once you get into conference, you get Auburn this year at home, right? You went there last year. It was an embarrassing performance, mm-hmm. but you're able to rebound. But you get Auburn at home. You get Georgia Tech at home this year. So I just think when you start looking at the schedule, you know, what's the most challenging game? Again, if you're going to go, well, it's Florida, fine. But that's every year, right? You never know. Mm-hmm. But I still think right now Georgia has the edge over Florida and Dan Mullen.
I'm just telling you, Austin Peay.
Okay, stop.
And then you got – but then here's where it gets interesting. Georgia, as I said, the two Columbias. Sandwiched between Middle Tennessee in the middle, Georgia goes to South Carolina, CBS, national game 3:30.
Yep.
And then they go to Missouri, probably a night game. We'll see where it goes with the scheduling. But the Mizzou team with Drew Locke and a bunch of weapons – no joke. So that's why I'm saying that first quarter, if you will, of the season, or first third, since it's 12 games in college, that's going to be difficult to see how quickly this defense adapts.
Bo mentions LSU, and you're right. It's going to be a great game.
On the road.
It is. But you could, let's be honest, you could lose that game and still win the East.
True that.
Right? I mean, and I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, nor do we want to see it happen. But that's a game where you could go to LSU, and I'm guessing it's going to be a night game. We don't know, right?
Well, let's hope, if you're a Georgia fan, you better hope it's 3:30 for a boy Brad
Nessler.
Oh,
I agree.
Because you don't want those Cajun maniacs.
I agree.
And all that brown liquor they'll be serving. That, by the way, the LSU game, as you said, is October 13th.
So, interesting, guys. We only bring it up because, again, Danny Sheridan, one of the handicappers who's done this for a long time, saying these are the four teams that I have right now: Alabama, Clemson, Washington, and Penn State. No Georgia love, and some Georgia fans are going, whoa, wait a minute, man. We just played the national championship. Our quarterback's back. We got a loaded backfield. Mm-hmm. Our receivers are going to be better. I get it. We put a lot of guys in the NFL, but we're going to be good too. And I think Georgia fans kind of looking at this going, this is a little bit of disrespect.
I mean, still, you're ahead of schedule, Bandit. You're ahead of schedule, Bandit.
but not anymore, Mike. Now that you've been, mm-hmm. this is the standard, isn't it?
Supposedly. I mean, but you had so many stars on defense that you lost to the NFL last year. But if you aspire, and I think every Georgia fan does, and you saw the proofs in the pudding last year, that you're going to be Alabama East, then you're picking up right where you left off. And that's why the expectations of Georgia fans are through the roof. Except for that guy who sat behind me on the flight coming back from Europe.
You mean losing his cool?
I don't know how we're going to use both them quarterbacks. I think it's going to be a problem. Like, why don't you worry about, wait till that becomes a problem. Don't get stressed out about how Justin Fields and Fromm is going to play out. Kirby will have a plan, okay? It's not his first rodeo.
It is not. You can hit us up 404-741-0929 on our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Your chance to win another $1,000 coming up with our national signing bonus contest. Speaking of quarterbacks, Syracuse quarterbacks Rex Culpepper has already turned in the win of the year. If you haven't heard this week Culpepper completed his final round of chemotherapy, Mike, and has been determined to be free of cancer. This is according to a report from Syracuse.com. Culpepper underwent 100 hours of chemo in the last few months. His latest medical tests have come back clean, clearing the way for Culpepper. And, of course, it's great news for Syracuse, but I think this is just a good story for college football because we hear these kind of things, and it's like, man, just being able to overcome, you know, whether you're going to get back on the field and play. It's just a great story to be able to talk about. So Culpepper participated in Syracuse's spring game, and he threw a touchdown. So that was a feel-good moment for him, man.
I know Mark Herzlich, who we interviewed years ago, played for James Conner, had also reached out. Of course, just survived cancer as well, playing for the Pitt Panthers. Also reached out to the young man. So that's a great story. Keep it in the ACC. The Hokies, that's a team which maybe has some high expectations this year. They're losing a starting corner. Adonis Alexander, academically ineligible. He's going to transfer out. Another guy who was a JUCO named Jeremy Webb, going to miss the season with an Achilles injury. So Bud Foster's going to have to scramble on the back end of his defense for the Hokies this year, according to what just got reported.
Speaking of the ACC, it's Clemson and everybody else, right? I mean, don't get me wrong. Mark Richt has done a good job at the U.
Carl.
Well, you're welcome, Coach. I'm still picking Clemson as the team to beat right now.
Willie Taggart's going to be in town a week from Tuesday at Sweetwater. There's a Seminole Boosters event. They got real offensive line issues. So to your point, Clemson playing Florida State, I'm just not sure that Florida State's going to have the offensive line to do anything special this year. Maybe, hopefully win 8 games, get to a decent bowl, but they got issues. So you're right. To your point, Who's stepping up other than the U?
Yeah. I just think with Clemson's personnel, this is why, again, it would not surprise me to see them back in the college football playoff at all. I'm talking about Clemson.
Well, that's where you want to be, and that's where Georgia thinks they are right now, to your point about what expectations are for Georgia. Clemson reloads, man.
Hey, we mentioned this, and for those who missed it, the SEC passing the new transfer rule, changes for graduates and players and teams that are going to bowls. This is a big deal simply because it's been a big topic of conversation in the SEC. The spring meetings were last week, and they decided on the final day of the spring meetings in Destin to basically say, this is where we're going. So the graduate transfer rule was proposed by Georgia during the spring meetings. This was 2017, mm-hmm. on the heels of the Maurice Smith situation that happened. And that's what got this whole conversation going. So it gets back to Georgia when Maurice Smith played for them. But everybody was talking about, what should the rules be? Now, Mike, graduate transfer, you don't have to clear it with your coach. You can go anywhere in the conference. And I think that's the way it should be.
I know a lot of people feel that it should always be that way. I mean, I get it. Coaches don't want to have to lose that prize recruit, especially if it was going down to the wire between you and another school to that other school. But so be it. You know, coaches get to split anytime they want, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And we've always talked about what should be the rule. The new rule is effective immediately for players not currently enrolled at their new institutions. So, again, like a guy like Brandon Kennedy at Alabama, mm-hmm. we've heard the story, Nick Saban trying to hold him.
Backup lineman that Tennessee's interested in, and Saban's being a real meanie over saying, it's out of my hands. Okay. Saban did his ultra man. If you want to pass that law, run up the flagpole, I'll salute it. But, you know. But anyway, for whatever reason, there was he blamed it strictly on the SEC.
Van Jefferson, formerly Ole Miss, has enrolled at Florida for the spring semester. Now he'll be eligible. So there's some guys that you'll get a chance to see that may help some teams. But I think moving forward, now there's no question about graduate transfers and what the rule is. And coaches getting mm-hmm. – listen, let's be honest. Whether you like Nick Saban or not, getting a bad rap because coaches go, I don't want to send this guy to my rival. Whether he's got a year or not, or how many ever years he has, especially if a kid's graduated. I just, the coach's point of view, I do see, Mike, but I do think if you graduated, you should be able to go wherever.
Dog Report brought to you by our buddies at Brightbox Electrical Guys, 770-901-2500 for your man cave. Still some time during the summer to get your man cave set up for football season. And, of course, surge protection. Diamond Dogs, by the way, losing to Duke right now, 8-5, as they're trying to make their way to Omaha.
College Football World Series.
I love that as a kid.
So it's funny.
It's
a funny event.
I mean, I used to watch the heck out of it.
It's a funny event.
Yeah, man. You ever been out there, Omaha?
I have. It's and you know what? They've done it there, and everybody has always said, why don't they move it out of there? It's the perfect place for
now
it.
Now they got the new stadium, too. Yes. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Hey, man, let's give you a chance to win some money right now on Dukes and Bell.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
Vampire. V-A-M-P-I-R-E. Vampire.
Remember Mike Smith? Remember, I'm reading this new book. It's called The Energy Vampire. You got to avoid that in your winning process. Vampire. V-A-M-P-I-R-E. Now, I remember from an interview with Smitty. He was telling me it was something he went to about a coaching seminar. He said, don't be the energy vampire. In other words, don't be the guy to suck the energy out of a room, right?
Well, we know a few of those guys.
Right on. Vampire 272881. Text that right now. You got a few minutes, so don't be texting and driving. But in your window this hour for 4 o'clock, Vampire for your shot to win the loot. $1,000 this hour, 72881. Where are you texting?
Message and data rate supply, guys. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about the Braves. It was a great weekend for our Atlanta Braves. They are on the road heading west. They'll actually play tonight, which we'll talk more about. But you take 3 of 4 from the Nationals, and this is the team that I think we'll compete against to win this division if we are, in fact, going to win it. But I think a bigger question now as we start to look at this team and whether or not you're believing in what you're seeing. Are you believing that this Braves team is going to compete not only for the division, maybe a pennant? Don't laugh. They're not going anywhere, guys. And the offense has proven time and time again that they can score runs. Mm-hmm. Mike, we've been concerned about the pitching. So we're going to get into a conversation about our manager, Brian Snicker, which is our poll question today. Because now I'm in June and I'm going, this team's pretty good. They responded. He's pushed all the right buttons. Why is it that our manager is not getting an extension? Or do you want to wait?
Yeah, I mean, why have we got to rush, man? You know, you got to see what you can do in the crunch time. And push come to shove. Can he handle the heat, the pressure, the crucible of a pennant race, Carl? How's that for hype? No, I'm just saying. I mean, he's done some great things. Everybody loves the guy. But you don't have a gun to your head to go force, you know, give yourself this, give him a new contract. Why not wait? And we'll debate and see what the listeners have to say. Why not wait and see? It is running about, what, even 55% of the audience says he deserves a new contract right now.
All right. I want to open up the phone lines at 404-741-0929. How are you feeling about him? What are you thinking about him? Are you buying the Braves right now? 404-741-0929. And if you have a feeling one way or the other, whether you say, hey, you like Mike, hey, let's wait to the postseason, or listen, this guy has been the architect. We went through three 90-plus lost seasons, and now we're winning and we're in first place. It's June. Why not go ahead and take care of this guy? We'll talk about it with you next. So how are you feeling about the Braves? United win over the weekend. Mike, and as you said, felt like we probably should have scored some more goals. We want to talk more about that. But, you know, it's interesting. And Jason Longshore, who joined us, for those who missed it, it's on the website at 929thegame.com, was saying, you look at some statistical information, and it may look like the United should have scored more goals, at least in my opinion and yours, but maybe this was the exact score that we thought it should be. I don't know about that. I just feel like sometimes our offense, Mike, guys pass up shots when they have them.
Yeah, we joked around about it's almost like you used that NBA analogy. I said it earlier. It's like a half court where we're better in transition. We're better on the move using our athleticism. That's why when we play up in New York next week, coming up this weekend, it's a narrower pitch. It's kind of compresses what we're trying to do. But getting back to the offensive side, yeah, just guys to finish. I mean, you know, we talk about Atlanta-itis, and I know it has no bearing on what other sports teams have done in the past, but it's very Atlanta-like that we just don't finish like we need to. Now, these are rich man problems to have because we're still in first place in the East, and we're scoring a ton of points, and we're looking good. It's a long season with an ebb and flow of good calls and bad calls. But, yeah, you just want to see it in the net a little bit more when those opportunities do present themselves.
No doubt about it. 404-741-0929. Now, with the Braves, and you said it's a good time right now to be in the ATL, right? I mean, the Braves are winning. We got a team that's in first place. They're heading out west for a West Coast swing. They take three or four from the Nats. So, you know, as much as we talk about the United and what that feels like, and it feels like the United it might do something special this year, but doesn't it feel that way with the Braves?
Well, I mean, there's no reason why you can't get excited about this team. I mean, you know, we all said, well, it's early days. Wait until whatever, dot, dot, dot. Well, now here we are into June, and we're just hoping that, you know, come the All-Star break, this team is still in the mix. And then if you do need some pieces, maybe it's a setup man, if you believe that Vizcaino can carry the load, or you want to maybe get one more starting pitcher, then maybe you abandon that long-term plan. Some would say that doesn't make sound baseball sense. That's nerd talk, okay? Those are the people who want to talk about wins above replacement. I'm talking about sitting your butt in the stands and being there in October for a playoff, which we haven't had in years. So I don't want to hear about sound baseball moves. I want to hear about moving something. Maybe if you've done the job that we think that before Coppola got that he did, that you've got pieces you can move and still not affect the overall picture of this franchise.
Let me ask you this, and I want to hear from you guys as well. When we talk about Brian Snicker, you mentioned it, he's in his 60s, which, again, not age discrimination. You're doing a good job or you're not. And he's a baseball man. He's been around baseball right all his life. But the idea has always been, or at least we've talked about, Mike, when the team gets good enough, then maybe the Braves go out and they hire a name, right? You know, they go out and get the guy that's going to take us to the next step. Well, how do we know that Brian Snicker's not the guy?
I mean, you've seen it happen before where players come up with a certain manager and then, unfortunately, or an NBA coach that just now you're competitive, now the pressure's on, he's not that guy. You know, Snicker's just low-key and the team doesn't get panicky. That's why you see how clutch they are. They can come back and rally late in games. You know, he's just a really mellow guy. The guys all love playing for the dude. He's 62 years of age, and Snicker will be 63 this fall. I mean, my only argument against it is let's just wait and see how he handles the pennant race. Because now when the lights shine the brightest, how do guys handle pressure?
Yeah.
And so that's the only reason I would say no. And he's been a good soldier in the organization his whole life. I don't think he would feel it as a, you know, some kind of a slight. But some people feel that right now he's done enough where he deserves a contract extension.
All right, let's hear from Dansby. Because, again, yesterday, speaking of guys coming through, it was another day. Dansby came through and then Culberson once again.
You can't script it. It's truly, like, amazing just seeing how this team competes. And, you know, no matter what the game, the score, we just continue to do what we do. And we got all the faith in everybody in here. And it's like a family, and it's special to be a part of.
Now, remember, Culberson shares left field with Preston Tucker while Acuna is recovering. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, you're maintaining this. And this is why I'm a believer, too. We've seen this team, you know, with some different lineups, some guys go in and out, Mike, but you're able to maintain pretty much this status of being a first-place team, and you're not falling off. Acuna, we know what he brings to this team, but you've been able to do this, and you take three or four without him in the lineup.
Yeah, man, Culberson with two walk-offs in, what, 3 weeks' time, right? 1 week, actually, less than that. Check that. I mean, that's how clutch this team has been. Every night, somebody else is stepping up and contributing. I mean, the only thing I think you could argue about right now is Ender Inciarte has starting to struggle at the top of the lineup again. He's got a couple offers. He's got to tighten that up. But the thing you and I have been yapping about is what about the starting pitching? Well, you get some really great efforts over this last few days. Fulte gives you a complete game. Okay, you don't see a lot of those in the bigs, let alone in a team with a bunch of young pitchers learning their job. So great job from Fulte the other day. Newcomb's also a guy that's giving you strong innings. Throwing Anibal Sanchez, who gave you, you know, just 200 runs yesterday. Brandon McCarthy's been a solid piece as an older veteran pitcher. I mean, you got everything you need right now.
Yeah.
So why not? So everybody wants to point back to 1991 and say, well, here we are. Well, there's a lot of similarities here. It's hard not to recognize.
There really is. And when we started the season, we said, maybe this will be like 91. And well, actually starting to feel a little magical. Brett and Alpharetta, what are you thinking about the Braves? And more importantly, what do you do with Snicker? You're in the game with Dukes and Bell. Hey, man.
Hey guys. Look, Snicker's done a decent job, but he's made a couple of questionable decisions on bullpen usage and things of that nature. You know, let's see how it plays out. I mean, there's no one out there beating down the door to hire Brian Snicker away. So let it play out the contract, see how this season goes, and then reevaluate.
Boom.
As for a fire sale, I'm sorry, let me just respond to Mike's comment about going out and making a big move and rolling the dice for this year. I'm just glad he's not managing the club or running the front office. We're just not there yet. I don't care what this club does the rest of the way. They can't beat the Astros, the Yankees, or the Red Sox in a World Series. And there's no need to mortgage the future and all the promising young pitching we got coming up to try and make a one-year run at it right now.
Well, like I said, you don't know until someone offers you a deal. I mean, we don't know what would be on the table. I don't say you could rule out – there's not one guy that would be untouchable in the minor, say, for Austin Riley or some of the other pitchers. I'm not saying – like Carmargo, you're going to have a logjam at third base at some point. That's why I mentioned his name. I'm not saying fire sale. Who said fire sale? I said, can you supplement this lineup? Do it judiciously. Don't do anything stupid. Don't get robbed. But why not? And, I mean, you be patient another year. I want to get in the playoffs this year, pal.
I do, too. I'm ready to go right now. Brett, thanks so much for your phone call. We're not – I don't want to be in first place all year, and then we're talking about in September. Well, it just didn't work out.
Well, because Braves fans
– What?
A lot of Braves fans have been conditioned to think that way.
No, I don't want that. Aaron, you're up next on Dukes and Bell. What are you thinking, Aaron?
Hey, just wanted to talk about Snicker. So, I mean, think about the bullpen management that we ran into the other day where we put our, 25th guy in the bullpen and tie a game.
Yeah.
I mean, what happens when the team gets to the playoffs? I mean, are we going to see the same kind of bonehead stuff out of
okay.
them, too? I mean, I know it's a different ball game in the playoffs, but, he's a great players manager, but right. the game management side of it, I don't know if he's
okay.
the guy I want to see in October.
All right. Listen, Aaron, and that's what Mike and I have gone around and around with. Here's the deal, and this is what the top executives with the Braves, all right, have to deal with whether he's liked or not. And he is. He's a very liked guy. I think a lot of these guys came mm-hmm. up with him. Some of them have come in. He's made them feel comfortable. There's a likability with the players and Snicker. But I need a guy to make those crucial decisions in those big moments. And, again, you're not always going to be right as a manager, but you see the tendencies. And that's what Aaron's talking about. And that's what Mike is talking about. Tendencies as the season goes along where you go, well, that's kind of weird. That's strange. Yeah, I don't know if we should go that route.
Sometimes he'll leave a guy in. That's Bobby Cox, man, 101. Sometimes leave a guy in too long. But I mean, everybody, if you're watching all the Braves games, like we know you guys are, there are some curious moves in how the bullpen is handled, and that's why I've said let's wait and see how he handles the pressure of August and September. If this team continues on the trajectory they're on, then you're in a pennant race. And if you're Liberty Media, the question you and I have had is, and this is for Alex Anthopoulos, can you? What is the argument against if you're on pace to win 85, 90 games and maybe sniff a wild card going for it this year? Because I don't want to hear this crap that this nonsense big picture. Well, you don't know who the injury could be. You don't know what's going to happen. The idea that this team is built for. We hope it's built for a decade long run. We've been blanking teat now for the last 4 years. So I didn't know what was clean or what I couldn't say using a farm analogy. They hit the dump button on me all the time. But you feel me on this? Is it let's just wait and see? Because if you're not in first place, is there a magic number for the wild card that would make Anthopoulos go out and try to do a deal?
Dylan and Cumming, what's going on, man? You're in the game. Hey, man.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What are you thinking?
The last caller kind of irked me, so I decided to call in. I don't know. How does he know we're not ready to compete with the Red Sox, or the Raptors? Yes, we're not that best team in the majors. Mm-hmm. But going out and trading two of your lower-level prospects for a guy like Mike Moustakas or Kelvin Herrera,
good point.
That shores up your bullpen and gets a third base. And you're not going to trade Colby Allard or, any of those
Bingo.
Same guys.
It's a great point. No, Dylan, I'm just saying. What you're saying is valid. And that's the other side of it. Let's not Atlanta. Let's not be scared.
See, what just drives me crazy, this defeatist stuff. You're so afraid to put a toe in the water. I had a Georgia fan on a plane behind me freaking out about what's going to happen with Justin Fields and Fromm. I got one guy saying, stay the course. Do you stay the freaking course? I want to go see some playoff baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, and by the way, we're not talking about trading. The caller just laid it out.
The core pieces.
There are the family jewels, which you protect, and those guys are, it's non-negotiable. We're talking about you've also, because you've done so well over the years, there's some pieces now that you could perhaps package.
Yeah, that other teams are coveting.
I mean, I don't know what the Tigers thought John Smoltz was when they needed Doyle Alexander for a pennant run back in 87. You know, shame on them. But if you do your work and you do due diligence, you don't make those kind of moves.
Good stuff, Dylan. Appreciate the phone call here on Dukes and Bell. It's interesting. Here's what I know. The team is interesting. Team's kind of fun right now, and this is why we're watching and paying attention. We'll see if they're able to continue this kind of high-level play. But, Mike, as you said, as the season goes along, the expectation goes up, and this is when we start to see the decisions by Snicker, and we're able to judge him. Guys, you can't judge a manager when they're losing 90-plus games. You just can't. The team, the talent is bad. You judge a manager as the team progresses and starts to win, and now you're putting those guys in a position to be successful. Or you're making the right moves, Mike, with a pinch hitter or a pitcher. Those are the things that matter.
So don't be afraid, Braves fans. Don't be afraid. Let's be aggressive. Be aggressive. Not aggressive for aggressive sake. Make smart moves. But let's think about where this team is as we hit every milestone that Carl pointed out. May 1st, Memorial Day, 4th of July, All-Star break, trade deadline. These guys continue to be clutch. Because here's the one thing. You know, if you had this kind of clutch, maybe they're so young they don't know any better, but the combination of the young guys along with what you got with Freddie and the other veterans, I mean, it's a really fun team to watch. And you could argue you need one more starting pitcher, maybe another setup man in the bullpen, because I still don't trust some of those guys coming out of the pen. But it sure is a fun time to be a Braves fan, and you haven't been able to say that for almost 4 years now.
It's been a while. Join 92.9 The Game at Food That Rocks, brought to you by Oxygen Financial and the Drake House this Saturday starting at 6:30 at City Green in Sandy Springs. Check out the best restaurants in Sandy Springs all in one night at this all-inclusive event. Tickets are still available, guys. You can go to the website for more information. Hey, coming up, yeah, man, no, man. We'll find out what questions Bo has for us. Falcon Report. Is Matt Ryan on the brink of the Hall of Fame? We'll get into that coming up at 5.
It's time for Yeah, Man, No, Man on Dukes and Bell. We provide answers to several rapid-fire questions for the world of sports and entertainment. And sometimes a surprise question is today's question number one.
All right, Bo, let's get to it. What you got for us?
All right, well, you guys are back from your elitist weekend where one of you was out eating steaks and the other was at East Lake.
Oh, it was a charity event for Neighbor in Need. How dare you? How dare you?
By the way, speaking of that, Lil' Allie's in Buckhead. It's a scene, Mike. It's a scene.
I'm going up the Hoff and the whole crew are having dinner there this week. That's the hot new spot now in Buckhead.
I'm telling you.
Lil' Allie's Steakhouse.
Yeah, they've got one up in Roswell, which is the original location. Really good food if you've never been. And listen, again, they're not paying me jack. I'm just telling you, Mike and I, we live our lives, and it's a good spot to go. And I went Friday. It was off the chain. Go ahead, Bo. Sorry.
So.
You know what? We are elitists. He's right. Back to you, Bo.
Yes, you are. That's actually the first question. Are y'all elitists? Yeah.
All right, you know what? Two things. I make no apologies for nothing, Carl. We had this conversation when I got back from my trip to the northern Italy and the French Riviera. The point is, if you don't have any children, it gives you limitless possibilities. I'm not anti-kid. Would you really want me to have a kid as irresponsible as I am?
No!
Think about that long and hard. But when you don't have a kid, you can basically spend on yourself, which I got to be honest, is kind of fun.
Okay, well, from one elitist to the other, Michael Strahan's ex-fiance and the ex-wife of Eddie Murphy, Murphy.
Yeah. You've seen her, by the way, Bo?
Holy moly.
Okay. I think she's like, is she 48, 49?
She's not disappointing.
No, not at all. She's a beautiful woman. She is.
So her and Strahan were together for 8 years, and they were engaged. And she recently said about not giving her engagement ring back. We were together for 8 years. We got engaged 2 years in, but guess what? I kept the ring. Yes, I did. I deserved that ring.
Oh!
So, yeah, man, no man, or yeah, buddy, nobody, or whatever we're calling it. Should women keep engagement rings?
No, man. No, man. Why? Mm. Why are you keeping it unless you're going to pawn it or get some loot out of it? We're not going to be together, right? Obviously, it didn't work. Give me my ring back.
Yeah, but after 8 or 9 years in possession, 9/10 the law, okay. And you know what I mean, it's kind of run its course. I mean, you go get that ring back.
I'm just saying, man, it should not happen that way.
I think if you get engaged and you call off the engagement or someone goes south, then you get the ring back.
Yes.
But I think once you're married, that deal
okay,
is done.
Yeah, if you get married and it goes back, that's different. Yeah. Engaged, Mike, you got to get my ring back. It's a lot of money.
No kidding.
I mean, what are you doing with the ring?
Especially when you and I were in Vegas for a fight and my wife goes over to D. Geller and decides to upsize that thing.
But what are you going to do, ladies? You're going to put it in a little box in a keep safe and then be like, oh, yeah, this is the dude I was supposed to marry. I mean, it doesn't – come on.
Yeah, unless you're going to sell it. You're right. Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
Back to you, Squid.
So friend of
and
the –
and I'm not an elitist either. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you are.
You trend that way. You try to be the man of the people. You're about as I am.
I might be worse. Go ahead, Bo.
Okay. Friend of the show.
Aficionado. Yes, sir.
Mike, over here. Friend of the show. And one of my favorite all-time players, John Smoltz, qualified for the U.S. Senior Open.
Yeah, congrats.
He shot a 3-under par 69 at Plantera Ridge Golf Course here in Georgia, which is at Peachtree City, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So I will tell you guys to tread lightly and be nice with this because I think Smoltz will join us. I spoke with him earlier today. He'll join us one day this week.
Cool.
Do you think he will make the cut at the Senior Open?
You know what? He has gone for the PGA and for the regular U.S. Open before. And John, by the way, I'm not talking out of school, and we'll ask him this week if he comes on the show. He'd be the first to admit they don't give you those 4 or 5 foot putts when you got to qualify for these tournaments. So even for a guy who's a Hall of Famer in baseball and has won the biggest games anyone can pitch in, those knee knockers are still stressful as heck, even for a guy who's as good as golf as John.
I think... For me, and seriously, congratulations to John. This is it's a big accomplishment. First, I will say, though, and I think he would admit this, all the pitchers I've ever been around, most of them have game. Most of them are single-digit guys because you pitch every fifth day and you have some free time. I mean, it's just kind of what it is. But with that said, I think this kind of proves the theory that those guys we watch on TV are pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay? Because, as Mike says, those putts that look easy – we were talking about it with the memorial yesterday. Yeah. You know, a guy has a chance to win it, misses a makeable putt. It's those little itty-bitty things that separate the great players in golf because they can all play. John's really good. I hope he does make it. I'm going to say, yeah, man, I think he's got a shot.
Yeah, plus, remember, Mike told us earlier, they got to walk the course, so it takes a little extra stamina.
Well, again, my fat butt. Carl, I'm on so many painkillers right now, I'm high as a kite. Am I making sense, by the way?
Barely.
Had to get in the medicine chest today, find some old dental.
What'd you take?
Again, there's kids in the car, and you kids, that's just not cool. But I did have a script for it, albeit 5 years ago.
Okay, that's good.
Rhymes with Vicodin. Back to you, Squid.
Well, speaking of prescriptions and stamina, a man has sued CVS.
Uh-oh.
Okay, well, he sued CVS after his soon-to-be ex-wife discovered that he takes Viagra.
Okay.
So this man had went to CVS, got his prescription, told the pharmacist that, look, I don't want this to be covered under my insurance. So basically,
paying out of pocket, yeah.
He's kind of, yeah, paying out of pocket, a little bit under the table. When I mean under the table, he didn't want his wife to find out. Well, his wife called the CVS and said, look, she was asking about her prescription, and the pharmacist said, you went without solicitation. He informed her that her husband was taking Viagra and it wasn't covered under their insurance. The man is saying that this
is a violation.
Violated is. HIPAA.
It is. It is.
So should the pharmacist be in trouble? And should they pay this man money for his now? Because he says this led to mental anguish and his divorce.
See, now, I can't read everything into the story, but if I had to sort of put on my thinking cap, I would say that perhaps the Viagra is not being used with the wife. And perhaps that's why she was found this to be kind of a shock when she found out from the pharmacist that the husband was using this this drug.
Yeah, I also will say, though, when you call to check on your meds, all right, it's not their responsibility to go, oh, by the way, let me tell you what your wife's taking, all right? I mean, unless your wife gives them specific permission, you're not allowed to do that. So that's what the doctor or anything. I mean, I know it's your wife, but I'm just saying.
Well, no, I mean, if you're using a script for that kind of stuff and
you're not
engaging in that activity with a wife, that's going to be a red flag.
Yeah, but what prompted him to tell her is my question. Like, when you call CVS right now, if we call, the guy's not going to tell her.
Oh,
by the way,
tell your husband his Viagra script is ready.
Exactly. That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. What prompted him to say it, I don't know. They need to cut the check.
Well, it kind of sounds like something would happen at a small town pharmacy. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Where everybody – this is like a – you know, Andy Griffith thing where everybody in Mayberry knows each other.
Like that episode when Barney ordered that Extends because he saw the Jimmy Johnson commercial.
That's wrong.
Got to nip it in the bud, Andy. Right in the bud. Back to you there, Bo.
Anyways, so over the weekend in Cheyenne, Wyoming, there was a different kind of event. There was a bare knuckles boxing event where men and women took part in this.
Whoa.
And one of the guys who won the fight was quoted as saying, and he looked at his hands and his knuckles. This is my baby. This is what got the job done, as he admired his knuckles. Every time I threw it, it touched him. So the point is this going to be the next UFC? Because if you guys remember when the UFC came to America and had their first tournament, it was in the mid-90s, and there were 20 episodes about how it was basically, you know, chicken fighting with human being, human chicken. I remember John McCain was anti-the UFC. So is this the next UFC? Will this take off?
I'm going to say no, man. I think, you know, the UFC had to be very cautious of how it was presented because it was such a raw sport around the world. And that's why it wasn't licensed in some states, Mike. Bare knuckles? You're talking about blood. And this is not, I don't think this is going to be something.
Everybody knows. If you want to watch the definitive movie on bare knuckle fighting, it's Any Which Way But Loose with Clint Eastwood. Philo Beto. Remember Right Turn Clyde with the orangutan? Fantastic movie.
And Bloodsport, too. You're right.
I'm just saying,
this
Every
not,
Which
this
Way
is
But
not
Loose.
Going to catch on. No,
well, you know what?
Bare knuckles? You're paying to watch bare knuckles?
Well, let's be honest. Anyone who ever fought, it's a bare knuckle fight. You're not getting time to tape up.
No, but it lasts like 2 seconds, and then you're it doesn't last for 10 minutes.
We had all those dudes down in South Florida doing those backyard fights. Those were bare knuckles. Were those guys taping up?
No.
Yeah, man.
No, that's when, like, what was the guy?
Jimbo Slice.
Slice got knocked out in the backyard somewhere down there.
Matter of fact, you know, maybe that's Dukes and Bell. We can start a backroom. We can start our own backyard brawling league. I like the idea.
All right, Bo, good job. Yeah, man, no, man. Coming up, Matt Ryan, guys, he is on the brink of the Hall of Fame. We will explain what we're talking about. Don't get carried away. Falcon Report is on the way here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.